The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen, sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, marhaba, marhaba. Once again, you are watching another fantastic episode of this series called The Final Universal Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jiha, yes, we are still in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Noor of our beloved Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wherever you see, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the signs of the Milad of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is being seen and taking place. Jis gali mein jayein, jis jagah pe jayein, mashallah, alhamdulillah. It is overwhelming to see and to witness the slogans of Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam being done at the corners of the street, whereas juluses and kalams and naats are being taking place, alhamdulillah, throughout the world. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In our previous episodes, we spoke about the blessings of celebrating the Mawlud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What blessings are kept therein when one rejoices and celebrates the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? But in today's program, we are going to be discussing a great bounty of Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this bounty and blessing has also been described and mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak in Surah Kawthar. Inna a'atayna kal kawthar. Jiha, our discussion for today is about Kawthar. Dear viewers, you have not heard this name before. Alhamdulillah, we do know and acknowledge. And it is obvious that subhanallah, since we read the Quran Pak, we recite the Quran, we love the Quran, it is our iman and belief that the Hawd of Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar, is granted to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it is wajib upon us to have faith upon the pond of Kawthar that Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless our beloved and most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam with it in the hereafter. In fact, the ulama and the scholars have even written that whoever denies this is a transgressor, he's a sinner and innovator. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us. As Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala states that a hadith regarding the pond of Kawthar have been narrated by more than 50 companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So one has iman and faith upon Kawthar. Before we get started and move further into this particular discussion, dear viewers, it's going to be very interesting. Stay tuned with us till the end of today's program. Listen to this fragrant and beautiful hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as he sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, Allah Azza wa Jalla has appointed an angel at my grave who listens to all the voices of the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So whenever any one of you would send darood and salat upon me, this angel will convey your salam and salat along with your father's name and would say to me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so and so person who is the son of so and so person has sent darood and salat upon you. Subhanallah. And this shall continue until the day of Qiyamah. Dear viewers, though it is a very faith refreshing hadith and narration which strengthens our aqidah and iman, subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted immense abilities, authorities and powers even to his angels, even to his innocent angels, who have such authority that they can listen to all the voices of the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla just at once. So in a gathering, if 100 people together had recited Durood-e-Pak, all 100 along with their father's names are presented to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted this amount of power and abilities to his innocent angels, then can anyone imagine and perceive the amount of abilities and power and authorities granted to his beloved Habib himself? It is beyond estimation. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Subhanallah. What not may have been granted to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this has been granted to the angels, then in another hadith which have been quoted by Imam Suleiman Jasuli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, asma'u salata ahdi muhabbati, that those who recite durood and salams with love and affection, I listen to the durood pak myself. Subhanallah. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listens to the durood and salat recited upon him with love and affection personally by himself, without this being presented to him. He personally listens to the durood and salat which you send upon him. And subhanallah, if he replies to your salam, dear viewers of Madani channel, most definitely the pain, anxiety and worries of this world would most definitely leave our hearts and leave ourselves and souls. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says so beautifully in his kalam,
خلق کے حاکم ہو تم رزق کے قاسم ہو تم خلق کے حاکم ہو تم رزق کے قاسم ہو تم رزق کے قاسم ہو تم تم سے ملا جو ملا تم پہ کروڑوں درود تم سے ملا جو ملا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کعبے کے بدر تجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس و ضحا تم پہ کروڑوں درود گرچہ ہے بے حد قصور تم ہو عفو و غفور گرچہ ہے بے حد قصور تم ہو عفو و غفور تم ہو عفو و غفور بخش دو جرم و خطا تم پہ کروڑوں درود بخش دو جرم و خطا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کام وہ لے لیجئے تم کو جو راضی کرے کام وہ لے لیجئے تم کو جو راضی کرے کام وہ لے لیجئے تم کو جو راضی کرے آقا تم کو جو راضی کرے ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we are going to listen to a kalam inshallah azza wa jalla. And when we do return, we are going to continue with our discussion as we had initiated the discussion already, explaining that it is wajib and necessary upon us to have faith upon that pond which Allah azza wa jalla on the day of Qiyamah will bestow and grant upon Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that refers to the pond of Kawthar. Jiha, over 50 companions have mentioned and spoken about the pond of Kawthar. What they have said about this pond, what is the length and the width of this pond, what is the depth of this pond, how long is this pond, who will drink from this pond on the day of Qiyamah, where it is situated, all of this we are to discuss inshallah azza wa jalla when we return just after this kalam. Stay tuned with us till the end of today's program. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
مرحبا 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 جان مصطفى مرحبا ايمان مصطفى مرحبا پہچان مصطفیٰ آمد مصطفیٰ مرحبا مرحبا احمد مجتبیٰ مرحبا 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 آل مصطفیٰ مرحبا پیارے مصطفیٰ مرحبا ہر طرف صدا مرحبا 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 آل مصطفیٰ مرحبا پیارے مصطفیٰ مرحبا ہر طرف صدا عید میلاد النبی ہے دل بڑا مسرور ہے عید میلاد النبی
والی رنج و غم کا فور ہے احمد مجتبی
مرحبا مرحبا
جشن میلاد النبی ہے کیوں نہ جھومے آج ہم جشن میلاد النبی ہے کیوں نہ جھومے آج ہم مسکراتی ہے بہارے سب فضا پر نور ہے شاہ کا میلاد ہو تیرا آنگن نور تیرا گھر کا گھر سب نور ہے مصطفیٰ ہے میری پہچان مصطفیٰ احمد مصطفی
مرحبا مرحبا
احمد مجتبی
مرحبا مرحبا
وہ پیلا میں اہل محشر دیکھتے ہی بول اٹھے وہ پیلا میں اہل محشر دیکھتے ہی بول اٹھے آ گیا تار دیکھو عشق میں مخمور ہے
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ باؤنٹیز اینڈ بلیسنگز ہیو بین بیسٹوڈ اپون نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بٹ ڈیئر ویورز آف مدینی چینل آب کوثر دا پونڈ آف کوثر از اے گریٹ بلیسنگ اینڈ باؤنٹی وچ اللہ عز و جل ہیڈ بیسٹوڈ اپون مصطفی جان رحمت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان فیکٹ دیر از اے پونڈ فار ایوری نبی ایز اٹ از سٹیٹڈ ان اے حدیث وچ از ان سنن ترمذی شریف ڈیئر ویورز آف مدینی چینل And we would love to present this hadith, inshallah, azza wa jal, so that we learn more about this particular pond. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, there is one pond for every Nabi and blessed Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Allahu Akbar. So every Nabi of Allah azza wa jalla will feel proud to see where more people have gathered at. Which Nabi has more people gathered at their pond, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Tirmidhi Sharif had said, and I am hopeful that most of the people will be gathered at my pond, which is the pond of Kawthar, subhanallah. So, jiha, this pond of Kawthar have been mentioned in Surah Kawthar. The surah have been named after this pond, dear viewers of Madini channel. Our beloved Rasul, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated undoubtedly, the water of the pond is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey, and cooler than ice. Its fragrance is better than musk, and its bowls are more than the number of stars in the sky. Whoever drinks it will never feel thirsty, and the one who leaves after drinking it will always remain quenched. Allahu Akbar. There will be no need for him to drink water after consuming and drinking the water of Kawthar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, from this narration we learn that the number of bowls present at the pond of Kawthar or around Kawthar is actually more than the number of stars. Can you imagine, subhanallah, how Allah azza wa jalla has created this blessing and bounty which he azza wa jalla will grant to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In fact, dear viewers of Madini channel, in Sahih Muslim, we now go to another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that two channels of water flow in the pond from paradise. And one of them is made of gold and the other is made of silver. So there are two channels of water flow into the pond from paradise, from Jannah itself. And then the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another narration explains the length and the width of this pond of Kawthar. And dear viewers, subhanAllah, it is so interesting as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated that my pond is 1 month journey. Hi, hi, hi. Its corners are all equal. And this hadith can be found in Sahih al-Bukhari. But in Sahih al-Muslim, it is stated that the length and the width of the pond of Kawthar, that is my pond, is such that if someone walks from one corner to the other, then he will reach there in 1 month. It's a 1 month journey, dear viewers. This is found in the sharah and in the commentary and footnotes of this beautiful hadith by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Subhanallah, subhanallah. One's iman is refreshed after listening to this blessing, dear viewers. And this is just one blessing from amongst all the other blessings which Allah is going to bestow upon Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, where the entire world will be witness and bear testimony to those blessings which Allah will grant Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, including Shafa'at-e Kubra, dear viewers, whereas the beloved Rasulullah will intercede for the greatest of sinners of this ummah. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in Miratul Manajih has stated that the length and the width of the pond of Kawthar is such that Rasulullah said that this is my pond, and my pond is such that if someone walks from one corner to the other, then it will take him a month. Yani it is a month's journey. Furthermore, Mufti Sahib explains that the pond of Kawthar is actually squared. It is square, subhanallah. And every corner is right angled. No, it is acute, no obtuse. So it is actually sharpened at the edges, and it is not oval or round at the edges, dear viewers of Madani Channel. In fact, its depth is also the same from everywhere. It's not that it's shallow at the edges and deeper in the middle. Mufti Sahib explains, it is equal on all sides, even in the center or at the corners of this pond. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam now, in the hadith explains, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that my pond is from Adan, which is the capital city of Yemen, to Amman, Balqa. Allahu Akbar. And this narration can be found in Musnad Imam Ahmad. Allahu Akbar. But Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala explaining this narration hadith, he says, there is also a city called Yemen, and there is also a place in Syria with the very similar and same name. Moreover, Balqa is a famous place in Syria. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Sahib further explains that mentioning these facts is not to limit things down, but to explain the depth it contains to the listener. That is why different cities' names were mentioned in different ahadith. And whichever city was familiar to any companion, so the names of those cities were actually mentioned. Companions knew about Yemen, they knew about Balqa. These are those cities that they had traveled to for business sakes or whatever reason. Subhanallah. So Rasulullah SAW, to make them understand what is the length of my pond which Allah will grant to me on the day of judgment. So this hadith then is presented to your viewers of Madani Channel. If one does a rough estimation with regard to the distance, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar, from Yemen, which is also another city's name, and also the country of Yemen is also Yemen. So from Yemen to Amman, if one takes a flight and go, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it will take him, or the distance that covers from these two countries is actually over 2,500 kilometers, over 1,400 or 500 miles. And this would take a person many hours to cover. Since we are living in an era of modern technology, and within a day, a person can travel from one country to the other. But the size of the pond of Kawthar alone, to give you an example, dear viewers, from what we understand, is that, for example, the country that I myself reside in, subhanallah, is a huge country. But in kilometers, this country of South Africa is not more than 2,600 or 700 kilometers. As the last city of South Africa is Cape Town, and the city in which we reside is called Durban. Allahu Akbar. So from one end of South Africa to the other end of South Africa is actually not more than 2,600 kilometers. And from the examples the beloved Rasul Sallam had given in the hadith, showing that it's over or around a month's journey, and using the names of those cities and countries to explain the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, shows that the pond of Kawthar is even bigger than South Africa, bigger than a country. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. It's just beyond our imagination, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Some commentators have stated that the pond of Kawthar will be wide in the sight of some people. Some people will see this, it would seem so wide, whereas other people would see it, it would seem even more wider. Whereas others would see it, it would be even wider than that. Just as the state of the Qabr is, for some believers, it is very narrow, whereas for some believers, the Qabr, the same 6 feet cover and grave, will be extended for as far as he could see. So likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the pond of Kawthar for some will be looking very huge, whereas others would find it to be even bigger than those. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned the description of this pond of Kawthar, subhanallah. There are various opinions regarding Where will the pond of Kawthar be situated? Allah, 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 Allah. But these ahadith will rejuvenate our spirits when we learn about it, dear viewers. Always remember, a person should never have the opinion that the pond of Kawthar is situated on this land. Allahu Akbar. No, but this is not the case, dear viewers. Imam Ibrahim bin Muhammad Bajuri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, opinion of the majority of the scholars of Islam is that the pond of Kawthar will be situated before the bridge of Sirat, before full Sirat. The bridge of Sirat, as we all know, this is another test for the people on the day of Qiyamah. A bridge which is thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than a sword. And every person will be made to pass and cross over this particular bridge, dear viewers. Some would pass like lightning, whereas others would pass as they are running. Some would pass on the bridge as they are walking. Others would crawl and pass on this bridge of Sirat. But every person will be made to cross the bridge of Sirat. And the ulamas, and actually the majority of scholars, have said that this pond of Kawthar is situated before the bridge of Sirat, so that the sinners, as they wake up on the day of Qiyamah thirsty, they would first drink from this pond of Kawthar and then cross the bridge of Sirat. But Imam Muhammad Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala says the correct opinion is that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have two ponds, one before the bridge of Sirat and one after the bridge of Sirat. And both these ponds are called Kawthar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Some scholars have said one pond will be before the bridge of Sirat, and some have said that one pond will be after the bridge of Sirat, or some have said that the pond will be just after the bridge of Sirat. How fortunate are those Muslims? How fortunate are those individuals who would be blessed to drink from the pond of Kawthar directly, water and Abi Kawthar given to them from the hands of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, every ashiq and every lover desires to drink from that pond of Kawthar. Once you would drink from that pond, you would never ever feel the need to drink water again. A person who drank that water would never feel thirsty again. Sweeter than honey, whiter than milk. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, explaining these views, how can this collide and how can we merge these situations? He says, these facts can also coincide in such a way that some people will drink from the pond before crossing the bridge of Sirat. As we mentioned, some will drink from this pond after crossing the bridge of Sirat with this niyah that the intentions, or yani they sins will be forgiven and washed as they do cross the bridge of Sirat through the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal and the sadaqah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they will be purified once they cross the bridge of Sirat. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, may this thought not even come to the mind that the pond will be situated on the face of this earth. Jiha, ye soch kabhi dimag mein na aaye. In fact, the pond will be situated on a different ground that will be white like silver. Zameen ko discuss kiya gaya. What will be the description of that land where the pond of Kawthar will be situated? It will be white like silver. Neither would have there been any bloodshed, nor would there have been ever any oppression upon that land. Such a land and such a place which is white as or like silver, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. It has been stated with regards to the four righteously guided khulafa, there will be four khalifs. May Allah Azza wa Jalla be pleased with them. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. On the four corners of Abi Kawthar. Yani, on one corner, Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu anhu would be standing. On the other corner, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu would be present. On the third corner, at the third corner, Uthmani Ghani radiyallahu anhu. Whereas on the fourth corner, Sayyiduna Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. And then the narration goes on to say, and whoever, jiha, whoever has malice towards them, whoever has enmity, hasad, bughz, enmity and malice towards them, the other will not quench their thirst. Bas, iske wajah se usko us pani se peene na diya jayega. May Allah protect us. May Allah pardon us. May Allah forgive us, dear viewers of Madani Channel. How unfortunate would be that shakhs and person who would be turned away from the pond of Kawthar. And qabr se pyaasa pyaasa banda uthe aur wahan pahunchne ke baad use pani na mile. صرف اس وجہ سے اللہ تعالی ہماری مغفرت فرمائے. اعلیٰ حضرت کی کیا پیاری دعا ہے, لیٹس میک دس دعا ٹوگیدر.
یا الہی جب زبان باہر آئے پیاس سے,
Ameen, Thumma Ameen, Allahumma Ameen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, people who have enmity with Ahlul Bayt, جو بغض رکھتے ہیں ان کو آگ کی چھڑی سے مارا جائے گا. جی ہاں, in fact there is a narration, حضرت سیدنا امام حسن رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ states, do not keep enmity against us. Who is saying this? That Hassan who has been declared as the leader of the youth of Jannah. جی ہاں, الحسن والحسین سیدا شباب اہل الجنہ. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, my Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the youth of paradise. This, we are speaking about the son of Shere Khuda, the lion of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Haydar Karrar, the one who strikes repeatedly, the son of Fatima Zahra, who is known as Khatun Jannat. She is the leader of the woman folk of paradise. We are speaking about Imam al-Shuhada, who is the leader and the Imam of all the martyrs of this world. Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he states, dear viewers of Madini Channel, do not keep enmity towards us, as the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who holds enmity and jealousy towards us, he has hasad, he has enmity towards us. On the day of Qiyamah, when such a person will reach the pond of Kawthar, then that person will be chased and whooped with a whoop made of fire. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, the whoop will be made of fire, and such a person will be turned away on the day of Qiyamah, who will go to drink from this pond of Kawthar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us. If you want to have a bowl of Kawthar, if you desire to drink water from this pond, then recite this Durood-e Pak, dear viewers, which have been stated and mentioned by a great Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He states, the one who recites this particular Durood in the world will be able to drink from the pond of Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. اس درود پاک کو پڑھتے ہیں انشاءاللہ عزوجل اور ثواب بھی حاصل کرتے ہیں, اسے بائی ہارٹ بھی کرتے ہیں. اگر ہو سکے اسے یاد کر لیں, کوشش کریں کہ روزانہ پڑھیں. اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلا آلہ واصحابہ واولادہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ واصحارہ وانصارہ واشیاعہ ومحبیہ وامتہ وعلینا معہم اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین. جو یہ درود پاک پڑھے کل بروز قیامت حوض کوثر پر, اسے یہ نصیب ہوگا, he will be able to drink from the pond of Kawthar. اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, حضرت سیدنا انس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ has reported from the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, سبحان اللہ, I saw a river in paradise that there were domes around it which were made of beautiful pearls. When I put my hand into the water, it was more fragrant than musk. When I asked, what is this? I was told, it is Al-Kawthar, which Allah has already granted you. In another narration, Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once again, dear viewers of Madini Channel, reports from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that its water is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. And there are green birds in it whose necks are like that of camels. Subhanallah, subhanallah. One who eats one of those birds and drinks from that water will earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yani, ye tamam virtues or fadail sirf hauz-e-kawthar ke hawale se hai. Ab zara sochein, This has been granted to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اور اس شعر کے ساتھ ہم اختتام کی جانب اب جاتے ہیں. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says,
جس کی دو بوند ہے کوثر و سلسبیل, جس کی دو بوند ہے کوثر و سلسبیل, ہے وہ رحمت کا دریا ہمارا نبی, ہے وہ رحمت کا دریا ہمارا نبی.
بوند means drop in Urdu. Allah says سلسبیل is another pond of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Al-Kawthar is also a pond which is granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It says jiski do boond hai Kawthar o Salsabil, from just two drops, one is Kawthar and one is Salsabil. These two ponds, these two oceans, call it oceans dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, for it is so huge and so vast. Ye to sarkar ke rahmaton mein se sirf do qatre hain. One drop is Kawthar and the other drop is Salsabil. جب یہ دو قطروں کا حال ہے, سچویشن ہے, تو کین یو امیجن دا ریسٹ آف دی مرسی آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. واٹ کین بی سیڈ اباؤٹ دا ریسٹ آف ہز بلیسڈ مرسی, جب رحمت میں سے یہ دو قطرے ہیں, وین دس از دا کنڈیشن آف ہز مرسی, دیٹ دیز آر جسٹ ٹو ڈراپس ڈیئر ویورز, دین واٹ کین بی سیڈ اباؤٹ دا ریسٹ آف دس دریا اینڈ دا ریسٹ آف دس پونڈ. ہی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از رحمت للعالمین. Fortunate are those who will be granted this water, and they will be granted this opportunity to drink from that pond. Whereas the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes on the day of Qiyamah, will be standing at the pond of Kawthar, quenching the thirst of his ummatis. At times he will be by the bridge of Sirat, helping to cross over the bridge of Sirat. At times he will be by Mizan. He will be helping his sinful ummah, whose deeds will be weighed and scaled, dear viewers of Madini channel, beside the Rudi Park, abundantly upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hope to drink from this water. May Allah forgive our sins. We say shukran to all those who watched today's episode and program. May Allah bless you in this world as well as in the hereafter. Until next time, stay tuned with Madini channel. And we leave you reminding you once again our maqsad and mission in Da'wat Islami. It is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The final prophet, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.